This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. We can still take a look at the WASD estimates despite the government shutdown. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
The impact of the government shutdown continues to be felt, as yesterday was supposed to be the October WASD report. However, we can still look at the trade estimates to get an idea of what this month's report could have looked like. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave some insight into what the grain stocks might have looked like.
Looking at the grain stocks in particular, because this is directly reflected off of the quarterly grain stocks number that we had on September 30th, we were looking for really no change to the soybeans. So we probably would have seen an adjustment to yield and production, maybe slightly lower, but that would have been offset by maybe a decrease to your export demand. But really just kind of hovering right around 300 million bushels.
Production numbers for both corn and soybeans were projected to drop this month. However, McBride said yield estimates from across the country are all coming in at different levels.
Looking at the overall production numbers, the estimates were to see a 1.75 bushel drop in corn to 185. Beans, we were looking for maybe a quarter of a bushel drop to 53.2. Overall, the production numbers are still high, from what we're hearing, the numbers are all over the place. There's some very good on corn and beans, some that are disappointing on corn and beans. No major failures, just kind of all over the place waiting to hear what everybody says. It does sound like it's still going to be record yields, but maybe closer to the previous records than where we currently sit.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.